Welcome to my poster on wide range filter proton spectrometers on the NIF. This work is a collaboration between MIT and LLNL. A wedge range filter, or WRF, is a gradient aluminum filter placed on top of a CR39 detector, which can collect proton spectrum measurements. You can see on slide 2 a photograph of a WRF and a cartoon of a cross-section. Protons pass through the aluminium and range down based on their starting energy and the local filter thickness. They then enter the CR39, which is a solid-state detector, in which charged particles leave trails of damage that can be seen under a microscope. The diameter of a track in CR39 is related to the incident energy of the particle that left it, so by combining the track location and track diameter distributions, you can back out the proton energy spectrum. Because they're so small and simple, WRFs are easy to field and have a large dynamic range. Normally, up to 4 of them mount behind the nose cone on any DIM, as shown in these photographs. Normally, a WRF can comfortably handle yields from roughly 10 to the 8 to 10 to the 10, and specialized configurations exist with the WRFs placed much closer to the implosion, which lets them get down to lower yields, down to around 10 to the 6. There's also currently talk of a new configuration to place the WRFs far from the implosion for high yield shots, but that's still a work in progress. The main inference we use WRFs for is using the shock or compression peak energy to infer the total rho r of an implosion at shock or compression. Using stopping power models, we can simulate the relationship between rho r and proton energy, and typical NIF implosions have two peaks in their proton spectrum corresponding to fusion at shock convergence and peak compression. So ideally, we can see both of these peaks and use the models to infer the rho r at both of these times. In practice, the rho r at peak compression is usually too high, which causes the compression signal to get lost, but the shock rho r can be inferred pretty reliably. One useful application of this measurement is diagnosing rho r from different directions to get information about asymmetry. Because WRFs can be fielded on both polar and equatorial DIMs, P2 asymmetries are often apparent as differences in the mean energy from the different lines of sight. If you have the space, you can measure the rho r in up to 4 different directions in principle. Finally, in DD implosions, the magnitude of the secondary D helium 3 proton spectrum lets you infer the fuel rho r in TE. When this spectrum is taken alone, the secondary proton yield is proportional to the deuterium rho r up to around 10 milligrams per square centimeter, where it saturates. But when DT neutron secondaries are measured in conjunction, the two secondary yields can be combined to infer both fuel rho r and the shell electron temperature. So to summarize, WRFs are simple gradients of aluminum filtering on top of CR39, which can be used to get proton spectrum measurements. They can be easily fielded on multiple lines of sight and for a large range of yields. The spectrum measured by WRFs can be used to infer the total rho r, fuel rho r, and low mode asymmetry of a NIF implosion.